Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you're back with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time to hoop it up. We are getting set to talk some college basketball, and the team in the spotlight this week is Jim Christian's TCU Horned Frogs, who are in action on Wednesday night with their home exhibition game against Rogers State. I tell you, it's been a while since we've had Coach Christian on the show. It's always a pleasure to welcome him back. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Elissa, thank you. Appreciate you putting me on.
Well, I have to share with all of our listeners, I was so fortunate I had the opportunity to check out your Horned Frogs on Wednesday, and I was impressed with a number of things. First and foremost, so many fresh faces, but I just like the up-tempo style. You guys like to push the pace, and your post players, they're getting down on the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're a lot more athletic. I think, you know, the one ingredient to that is we added a point guard, a young man named Hank Thorns, who transferred from Virginia Tech, and he's just so fast that it's kind of forced everybody to play a little bit quicker pace. And our big guys are athletic, so I think we to take advantage of our strengths, it's something that's good to see.
Hank Thorns is a tremendous player, as you had just talked about. The fact that he infuses so much energy into the team, he pushes the tempo. And I have to say, you know, as a former post player, you better have your hands ready, and you better get ready to run, because he's got those handles, he's going to get you down the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a matter of us now fine-tuning where we're running. I think some of our guys were running not to score layups. They were running out there to shoot threes, and we just got to get a better understanding of if we're ahead of the field, where we could get the ball, what's giving us the best opportunities to score, because he's gonna deliver the basketball to people. And, you know, that's one thing I'm excited about. I think our all three guys who start on the perimeter for us are very good ball handlers and passers, and we haven't had that. That's been a huge advantage for us heading into our season this year.
Okay, so having Hank Thorns, talk about his presence. What will this allow Ronnie Moss? Is that going to allow him to be more of a scorer, not just running the offense all the time?
I think it takes a lot of the pressure off him. I think he doesn't have to be our primary ball handler. And being a primary ball handler can wear you out. And always, to have to run the team and score is a lot to ask. And, you know, I just think he's playing a lot freer. You know, he's understanding a little bit more. You know, he's not putting as many tough decision situations, you know, that can just allow him to just play and do what he does naturally, and that's, you know, be a guy that's capable of creating his own shot.
Okay, so as we talk about your backcourt, who is emerging as the leader of this team? Because you guys really have searched for an identity as you're going into your third season, Jim.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would hope that would come from those two guys, you know, our backcourt. I mean, usually, you know, your guards are usually your more vocal players. And I think those two guys on the backcourt and Nikola Chedina up front, who's now a sophomore, you know, he's really emerging as a vocal guy. And Garland Green, who I thought played better than anybody the other night, he's kind of been our energy catalyst, and that's been a huge thing and something we're really expecting him to be, and it's just something that we haven't had.
We are talking TCU men's basketball with their leader, their head coach, Jim Christian. I've got a couple more questions talking about your backcourt. Ronnie Moss, what did you challenge him with in the offseason? Of course, he was your primary ball handler, but you're talking a little bit about perhaps his role will change this more.
You know, the main thing with him is we wanted him to be a more consistent defender. I thought last year because he was handling the ball so much, he took a lot of plays off defensively. He didn't pressure the ball the way we would like. He was really bad off the ball. And so he's dedicated himself to doing that. The other part of it is that we want him to understand situations better. You know, I think that sometimes he would not understand the time and score of the game and just kind of play, and certain shots in those situations aren't shots you really want, and that's the two areas that we've challenged really our whole team. You know, we want to be a better defensive team. We want to be a team that understands situations better, and especially early in the year, that's going to be very, very important, because, you know, we have to go slow because we have six new guys in, so we have to be able to be under the team and understands what's going on.
You're absolutely right. Jim Christian along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And the emphasis, it really does all start with defense, because you guys allowed almost 70 points per game last year. Was that the main thing that you wanted your kids to understand in the offseason that they needed to work on?
Yeah, they better. I mean, I think our team is more equipped now. You know, again, once we all get healthy, I think everybody in the country is going through some type of injuries right now because of the way the basketball season's set up. But that's another topic. But I think that, yeah, no question about it, going through the year, we want to become a much improved defensive team. We want to be a team that can dictate to other people what's going on. I just thought we were very reactionary last year, that we really never were the dictator of how the game was played, and I just want to be more of that this year.
Of course, you had talked about six newcomers. What about the junior college transfers? These guys are going to bring a lot of athleticism, and it's going to allow you to a lot of combination choices in terms of your lineup.
Well, we do. We haven't had anybody like a Sammy Yeager or a J.R. Caddett. You mean two guys with size on the perimeter who are 6'4", who are both around 200 pounds, who can do some things that we haven't done. Both really good offensive rebounders, both really good perimeter one-on-one defenders. So it is allowing us to do different things. And those type of guys have really hurt us in the past, those really big athletic wings. We haven't had those type of guys. So I think it'll help us match up with teams a little bit better.
And you do have some international flavor. And, you know, many times when you cover international players, they have the versatility in terms of their game. With your post players, I mean, yeah, they can play on the block, but can they also come out and shoot the three? Are you going to allow that in your offensive sets?
They can. I mean, again, you know, we let them do what they can allow. We have actually three of them. You know, Amrick Fields, who's a freshman for us, is a really good three-point shooter.
Right.
Both Nikola Krejci and Nikola Chedna can shoot it. But for us, we have to be a much better interior. You know, the biggest question for us coming into the year, my biggest question is our interior defense, and they have to understand that, and they have to become interior rebounders. I think even the other night we had our guards were our leading defensive rebounders, and that's a compliment to those guys, but we've got to get our post players, you know, more active on both ends of the glass.
That's right. You got to get a body on somebody, move them out of line, and get those rebounds. Talking to Jim Christian this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. He is joining us on the Western Company of Texas phone line. Let's talk about your schedule. I think you have a very competitive, especially your non-conference schedule. You guys will be on the road playing a Big 12 conference opponent in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then you'll also be playing a number of Texas teams, SMU and Houston. Talk to us about your schedule, Coach.
And Texas Tech, and Rice. So we've played four of them in the non-conference. So it's challenging. You know, it's really a fine line because our league is so competitive. But we want to challenge ourselves in the non-conference. We have the Big 12 games with Nebraska, Texas Tech, Northern Iowa, who played in the Sweet 16, comes to our building. We play Houston, SMU, and Rice. Three teams from Conference USA, and we play USC at home from the Pac-10. So our non-conference schedule is demanding. We also play in a tournament at the Springfield, at the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame Classic, where we're going to play Rider, Bradley, and UMass. So it's a tough non-conference schedule. So we just got to, you know, continue to let our team grow, but we have to challenge them at the same time. We have a lot of I want the young guys and the new guys to understand the. Early before we get to conference play, the level you have to play to have success against good teams.
That particular tournament that you just mentioned, the Hall of Fame Basketball Classic in Springfield, Massachusetts, will that be televised, Coach?
It's a good question. I think it is. I think they're kind of doing the rights to it now and find out what network it's going to be on, but it's going to be a great, great tournament.
Okay, share with us about the Mountain West Conference. What are the projections? Where did you guys fall in the mix in terms of how you will finish out the season?
I think they picked the teams to finish exactly how they finished last year. So I think that's what happens with all preseason publications. I think unfortunately, they don't have all the information, so they pick based on what you were, not what you can be, and rightfully so. The teams who were picked at the top of our league have the majority of the pieces back, and, you know, three teams were ranked in the top 25 at different parts of the year, so we had four teams from our league in the NCAA tournament. It's half the league. So those teams deserve to be picked ahead of us right now, and as I tell everybody, they're not coming down to us. We got to eventually go catch them, and that's the goal.
Is there any team in the Mountain West Conference that you, in particular, you always look forward to? Any rivalries that have developed over the years?
You know, I think, it's a rivalry when you start beating everybody. There's teams in the league we haven't beaten since we've been in this league. So there's a lot of that. And, you know, I just think the league in general is going to start getting the notoriety it deserves when we have one team. And I think this time is coming. Without question, this year or the following year, we're going to have one team from Mountain West Conference have a huge, deep run in the NCAA tournament. And once that happens, I think that'll shine a light on how good a basketball is played in this league.
Okay, so you guys have Jackson State coming up. What is that, November 12th? It's an 8 o'clock game. I share why it's such a late tip.
Well, it's a doubleheader. Our women open up that night. They play Houston Baptist, and Jackson State is a great team. And they won 18 of 19 games, won their league, unbelievably athletic, and have a lot of pieces back. And one of those games that you're watching them play and you wonder why you played it, but it's going to be a great test for our team.
You've obviously had a chance to digest and look at the game tape from your exhibition game on Wednesday night. What do you take away from that? What do you want to work on as you guys prepare for a Jackson State next Friday?
Well, it's a great question. I think the main thing we're taking away from it is our mentality. You know, we got up kind of big in that game and let them get back into it and then pulled away again. And, you know, that's what I was sharing with our team. We have to understand the mentality you have to play with and put teams away. And it's one or two possessions that we gave Well, we had some letdowns and let them gain some momentum, and you just can't do that. You have to dictate the terms of the game, as I've now mentioned three times. So imagine how many times these guys have heard that. But we're not dictating the terms of the games right now. We're not with our energy level and with our effort level and our understanding, which a lot of teams in the beginning of the year have trouble with. But as those things develop, our understanding and our commitment to enforcing our will on people, that's how the teams are going to win games early.
Well, you've got all the building blocks in place. We're looking forward to the season getting set. Of course, November 12th, Friday night, 8 o'clock tip-off. I certainly will be there. And, Coach, thank you so much for taking time, and good luck this season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead with our Under the Helmet segment and Jason Peter and the weekend forecast on college football. Stay close.